Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the shit that's been going on news-wise. I think we've covered everything that we need to cover with Kanye West. I think we're done with that topic.
I think we can move on with that for now.
Yeah. He's been very quiet. Real quick, I will mention, though, that I saw a clip of him reading something. Now, I don't know if you remember him saying this, but he's kind of been saying for years that he doesn't read books.
Right.
You remember him saying that?
Yes.
Nothing. He said nothing. There's nothing for me in books. Is his statement, and he's been saying that for years. And I just watched him read out of a book that what he was saying was anti-Semitic. So This guy was like on camera, he's like, I didn't realize that what I was saying was anti-Semitic. And he's like reading this thing about like what it is. And I'm like, dude, like just shut the fuck up, bro.
Right.
Just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was trying to make it this big thing that he like knew what he was saying. Come on, bro. Like, the dude is just repeating the same... Like, that song's been sung for, like, 1,000 years now with the Jews. 1,000 years.
Yep.
More. But yeah, so that's that. Do you remember us talking about the Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? Did we talk about that here?
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay, good. So let's talk Twitter then. As everybody knows, you use Twitter, you're fairly prolific on there. You put a lot of content for your fantasy, football and baseball stuff, right? Do you do any fantasy sports besides football and baseball?
Not really. Those are my main
two. You do hockey, right? Didn't you do hockey?
I mean, I did like a little basketball and hockey back in the day, but I'm not really as up on those two sports at the moment. So, yeah, I'd say for fantasy purposes, mostly football and baseball.
Football and baseball. Do you watch basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, I still watch. And I still bet on it and put some bets out for basketball, but I don't really do fantasy basketball as much as I used to.
Well, so Elon Musk, who is, I don't get that guy. Like, I don't know if it's because he's been so rich his whole life, and he just doesn't, there's just like a giant disconnect between what's good for anyone at all and what's good for Elon.
Right.
And I think he's just spent his life trying to convince people that what's good for him is good for them too.
Right. I mean, see, here's my thing, is I do not consider myself very well-versed on his life and his history. But I will say that as far as I can tell, you know, he's a very bright guy when it comes to business and technology in certain respects.
Right.
Having said that, though, that does not make you qualified.
There's always a caveat with that shit.
To control the world's largest social media platform. Hold on. Before we get into this, can I give you some breaking news, at least to me, because I just found out about it?
Yeah. Of course.
Gallagher died.
Finally. No, I'm just kidding. Wait, hold on.
You know the comic with like the mallet? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who Gallagher was with the melons and the comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
But he sold his act to his brother like something like 15 years ago and then decided he wanted it back. So then he started doing Gallagher shit again. And his brother was just out there like fake Gallagher trying to earn a living with the Gallagher shit that he had bought from his brother.
Interesting.
So there was like a fake Gallagher out there for a while.
I was not aware of that.
It's so crazy because there shouldn't have even been a real one.
Yeah, I mean. Very true. Having said that, you know, R.I.P. Gallagher.
R.I.P. Gallagher,
Back to Elon. I don't know, dude. Like, So his success in his various, you know, business realms with Tesla and, you know, trying to conquer space and all that shit, I think when you talk about the disconnect between him and other people, I think that's part of it because obviously many times he has been the smartest guy in the room and he has gotten himself to a point, you know, like socially and obviously fiscally where he's basically above everyone and he just thinks he can do anything, which I mean it's good to have confidence, but like you also kind of have to know your strengths and your weaknesses. And he's probably got a bunch of fucking, like we talked about, like Kanye and his yes men. He's probably got nothing but yes men and women around him telling him how fucking smart he is every 5 seconds. And I don't know, like, I just saw a thing on Twitter just now that they're, like, trying to halt the whole Twitter blue thing because they're trying to figure out how to deal with all these, you know, celebrity impersonators and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how did you not see this coming? Like, this is the most obvious.
See, that's the thing. That's why I don't – he may be sharp in some areas. He's a fucking numbnuts in others because there's So let's just go over the timeline real quick. So the guy says he wants to buy Twitter. He's been saying he wants to buy Twitter for months, years even maybe. I think he'd been talking about it for a very long time. And so he finally made steps to do it, and then decided, oh wait, maybe this isn't really something I want to do, which if he had just not started the process at all, he would have, I personally believe that he would be better off in general. I think the Twitter deal for him is a bad deal. And I think he also recognized that, which is why he tried to pull out. And then the courts made him obviously go through with the sale because he's a piece of shit and he can't do whatever he wants.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of where I was a little bit confused too, because, yeah, a couple of months ago it was, oh, he's going to buy it. And then like a week later it was like, oh, wait, no, he's not. Like, never mind. And then like I feel like there was like a 2 or 3 week period there where it was just dormant, where it was just like, okay, nothing's going to happen. And then like literally one day, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, it's like, oh yeah, he's buying it like tomorrow. And I was like, wait, what? I thought that was like a dead deal, but apparently it came back. And I'm not really sure what precipitated that. But like the first time where it felt like the sale was not going to go through, in my mind, at least, maybe I was just misreading the situation, but for me, I thought it was just like a done deal. Like, I didn't think they were like negotiating certain, you know, aspects and terms. I just thought it was like, oh, this isn't going to work out for either party. Peace out. No deal. And then like one day it was just like, oh yeah, that sale is going to go through.
Well, he was ordered by the courts to go through with the sale.
Is that what it was? Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. What happened was, I mean, I think he actually, like, backed out a couple of times. I think it was more than one.
Yeah.
But he started saying shit. And so basically what happened is Twitter, they either sued him or they took it to court somehow, and he was forced to go through with the sale. When you say you thought it was a done deal, it's probably because it really was a done deal.
Okay.
And he backed out after it was a done deal. And Twitter was like, nah, bro, you can't do that shit. So he was taken to court and he was forced to go through with the sale, which is why it was like it was literally just a court case. And it was kind of open and shut too. It didn't take long for them to be like, no, bro, you got to do the sale. Like, that's it.
All right. Well, that's
so now he's got Twitter. Now he's got Twitter under his grasp, and the first thing he does when he buys Twitter is it's the same things that he's been championing before he bought Twitter, which is like free speech and shit like that. He says, I'm committed to free speech, I'm committed to free speech, I'm committed to free speech.
Crockett
so
shit.
He unblocks Trump.
God.
So he unblocks Trump from Twitter. He unblocks a lot of people that were blocked because of misinformation. Which is another thing that Twitter is known for.
Right.
That's something that has been a huge issue on Twitter itself, period. Like, yes, we've had a lot of misinformation flying around, mostly because Republicans never tell the truth when they open their mouths. That's really why there's so much information, misinformation.
Yeah.
Because every time a Republican opens their mouth, it's just lies.
Yep.
Lies and lies. So, and that was a huge, huge, huge problem on Twitter. It still is. Like, they didn't curb it, which is one of the reasons why the fucking platform is not profitable.
Yep.
It's just, it's like fucking the Mos Eisley Cantina in Star Wars. It's a wretched hive of scum and villainy. It really fucking is. Like, I've seen things on Twitter now in 2022 that I used to see in the dark corners of the internet back in like the 90s when there were all these like Nazi sites that were like hiding in plain sight and you could stumble across them. You know, the kind of shit I see on Twitter now is like the most dedicatedly hardcore racist shit I've seen in a long time.
So I'm gonna ask you a question in all seriousness. So you're saying, because as you know, like, I don't really go on Facebook that much anymore because I just can't deal with people I actually know being so fucking stupid. but would you say that what you're seeing on Twitter as far as that sort of hate speech and this and that is worse than what you see on Facebook? And if so, is that because of the relative, like, anonymity, in a sense, of Twitter? Like, Twitter's not exactly always, you know, chock full of friends and family, so you can kind of say whatever you want on Twitter.
Right.
That you might not necessarily want, you know, your mom seeing on Facebook.
Well, I think Facebook is kind of like Twitter light when it comes to the kind of racist shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because personally, my experience with Facebook has been absolutely fucking dog shit. Because they've censored me countless times. There's a warning on my account. Anytime I say anything like remotely inflammatory at all, and I say things that are kind of inflammatory, and it's not because, I mean, sometimes it's for attention, but most of the time it's because I just don't have the wording or the wherewithal or desire to mince words. I just don't care for it.
Yep.
I never did. You know me. I'm not somebody who is great with presenting something in flowery language necessarily. I have a large vocabulary, but at the same time, I also like to get straight
to the
point.
You want
to get
your point across.
And I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an important point. I can speak with passion. I can write with passion. But, you know, trying to make things palatable for people is not my strong point. And But I've never said anything that was raised. Well, I did get suspended once for calling white people honkies. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Which, again, I don't know.
I think it's funny, too, and it will never have the same impact that the N-word has, ever.
Oh, no, ever. It's not even close. Yeah.
Ever. I don't even think the word is racist, honestly, because I use it so much. It's literally one of, like, the top 10 words that I use on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fucking honkies out there.
I agree.
There is. I'm not saying I'm not one. I know I'm a honky, but, you know, I'm a self-aware honky.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah. But as for Facebook, like, it's the algorithm has, I have a feeling that once it targets you, it just doesn't leave you alone. Unless people would be supporting the shit that I say. Because I've gotten so many suspensions for nonsense. And
I remember a couple of times where you're like, I'm, you know, suspended for 30 days. And I look back at what you wrote and I'm like, for that? Like, it's just so, it's kind of random. But yeah, I definitely think that once you're kind of on their radar, you just stay there.
I'm a problem child. That makes sense.
Right.
But literally, I was taking suspensions like every other fucking week at one point, and I was like, oh, I gotta stop this because there is value to my Facebook page. I am in touch with people that I've known since childhood that we don't talk all the time, but I see their families and stuff, and I want that. I like that.
Right.
You know, I like to see where the people that I know and have known and have encountered have ended up. That's an attractive thing to me, which is why I'm not off of Facebook, because they just don't. I reported genuinely racist shit, like vile racist shit on Facebook, and I get hit with a response from Facebook that says they did not find anything that broke the TOS, and I'm talking about shit that's like right there. Like calling black people monkeys.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I reported some dude for fucking doing that. They told me there was nothing wrong with his shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've done that too. Like, I can't remember what the guy said, but I remember reporting something. Yeah. And same thing. Got back a couple days later, like, this is not violate our TOS and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
right.
All right. Good to know where you guys stand. Yeah.
Yeah. That, and that's the thing. And that's been going on for years. I actually,
yeah,
I complained about that on Facebook years ago, that that was the kind of thing that they did where, you know, the really racist shit was somehow getting missed by their fucking dumbass algorithm.
Yeah.
And honestly, the Facebook website and app, it's not a perfect app. It fucks up. Like, there's a lot of shit that doesn't work on that app. And the prime example I'll give you is if you ever comment on, like, a public post or, like, a, you know, like a radio station's post or something like that on Facebook, and later on you get a notification that somebody liked it or somebody replied to it or something
responded
like that.
To it.
If you click on that notification, it's supposed to go straight to your comment, but it doesn't.
Yep.
Doesn't do that. It used to. I know it used to because I wouldn't be clicking on the fucking notification if I didn't think it was going to lead me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Facebook is a fucking dumpster, but I think you're right about the anonymity, how Facebook cracks down. They crack down real hard on fake names. And that was a few years ago because I never used my, like, real name, or seldom did anyway on Facebook. Like, I changed it to I was Michael McDonald for, like, probably about a month.
Yep.
You know, I all of my pictures were of Michael McDonald, and then I would just comment on people's stuff with Donald
with lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much potential for comedy with anonymity, but there's also potential for just vile shit, which that's the consequence of freedom of speech. That's the one.
Right, you know? But that goes along to what we were saying about with him acquiring Twitter in the first place is, like,
right,
that should have been, like, mapped out. Okay, how are we going to stop people from doing these things as far as, you know, because listen, back in the day, like, I'm not trying to sit on, like, some high horse, like I'm some holy thou person. If this was 20 years ago, I would be doing this. I would be creating fake O.J. Simpson pages and saying I murdered my wife and stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying I'm not, like, appalled at these people's behavior.
Yeah, I'm still
behavior.
Doing shit like that.
Right. Like, I'm not appalled at this behavior, but, like, it was so obvious that, like, people were going to do shit like this. And the fact that, like, now, you know, 2 weeks later, all of a sudden it's like Twitter is going to hold off on Twitter Blue because we need to figure out, like, how to stop. It's like, that was, like, beyond obvious as far as,
that's because everybody shit on that stupid thing that he said. Everyone.
Right.
Almost universally.
Well, he's also full of shit with the free speech thing because, first of all, you know, he says he wants free speech.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we didn't even get to that,
Yeah, people make fun of him and they get blocked. They, you know, they get suspended. I mean, please.
Well, one of my favorite creators that I've mentioned before is this Jewish guy named Ethan Klein. He runs a YouTube production company called H3H3. And actually, I don't know if you ever heard of the brand Teddy Fresh, but it's like this pastel kind of clothing.
Okay.
Started out as kids clothing, but it went national. Like, they're selling, like, a lot of shit.
Right.
So it's legitimate, and proof of that you can actually branch out from YouTube as a business into something, you know, beyond that. So if your main source of income is YouTube and YouTube goes down, you got backups and shit.
Right.
So this dude is, and he's one of many people that did this, when Elon Musk rolled out that stupid fucking tweet about the $8, because didn't he say it was going to be like $30
first?
And first
then I thought $20.
People got pissed. $20,
yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
Which honestly,
yeah.
I think that was put out there so that when it went quote unquote down to $8, people would be like, oh, that's not so
right.
bad. Like I think that
right.
was the $20 was totally put out there as a way to make 18 more palatable.
And I think you might be right, just because afterwards, like his whole message after he said that was, it's just $8. So you're
right.
probably right.
Yeah, like,
he was,
and that's
what I'm
saying.
Like
he put out like a meme of, you know, somebody cringing at $8 for Twitter, but then smiling at $8 for a cup of Starbucks. Like, he was definitely putting it out there, like, everybody, $8 is such a big deal.
Yeah, he was heavy on the propaganda with that shit. Very,
yeah.
very much
yeah.
so.
But,
and you're right, you know, I think it's, I mean, he's not a complete idiot, you know, he does have,
right.
he does have some smarts.
He has
otherwise
savvy,
he wouldn't have been able to stay where he is.
Right.
He was born, oh, that's the other thing. That dude's family, I don't know if you knew this, but that dude's family made fucking money off apartheid. Like, they used apartheid labor for all the shit that they were doing. His
yeah.
family, it's, you know, it's like his family is like a southern plantation owner here in the States.
Right.
You know? And
yep.
we still have people in Congress that are like, you know, the grandchildren or children of those guys. You know,
right.
they're still dudes that have benefited from fucking plantations.
Oh yeah,
running
for sure.
the country. And
yep.
you know, it's the same thing there.
Yep.
It's the same shit there. You know, apartheid labor is a huge thing, and that dude's family comes from dirty money. There's no other way to say that.
Right.
You know, there's going to be a karmic toll for those people eventually, because
yes.
they've profited off of human suffering, and now you have this guy who just, he's got so much money and he's intelligent enough that he really doesn't have to do much of anything other than say
right.
shit. So this fucking guy,
which is why it's interesting to me that he went through with this whole thing. And I think it's really nothing
right.
more than ego trip, because to your point, he didn't have to do this. Like, he could have just been,
yep.
I don't want to say an anonymous billionaire, because there's not really, you know,
right.
that's not really his style, but he could have just been like the aloof, you know, semi weird, thinks he's funny, you know, kind of in the background billionaire, as opposed to like, hey, everybody, look at me, look
what
I'm doing.
He was for a minute. He
right.
was the eccentric billionaire for a minute. He was, you know.
Right.
Back when he didn't have hair, that's what his gig was. No,
yep.
really. Like, I watched a couple of videos where he was still in the public eye, but because his family was rich and he liked,
right.
he liked cool shit. Like, I watched this video
yep.
and he was such a fucking dork, bro. He was such a geeky, ugly piece of shit. Like, this was
right.
just like a bad-looking person.
Yep.
His early male pattern baldness was like such a weird, like, it was a weird pattern. Like, the guy was just weird, bro. He looked like a lizard. He was a fucking weird-looking
yeah.
dude.
Right.
You know, like, just that, like, you look at
it,
like, oh, why are people like that rich? You're like, aren't billionaires supposed to be attractive?
Well, he bought himself some hair and, you know,
yeah.
fixed his face a little bit. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, may have had a chin implant or something. I don't know.
I'm sure.
You know,
like chin or cheek or something. Yeah, he definitely did something.
Yeah, he finally cottoned to it, because I'm sure with all his money, he was like, you know, going through broads and they wouldn't stick around because they're just like, man, I can't keep waking up to you every day. I just can't do it.
Right.
You know, these poor broads, they're like, oh, it's so cool. Like, all this all this crazy shit I'm doing. I'm in the fucking Bahamas. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And they turn and they look at what's bringing that to them, and they're like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Listen, as a bald person myself, I do understand the issues that come along
bald.
With that.
It's not about being bald, bro. There are tons of attractive bald people, and most of them, what they do is shave their fucking head because that's a good look. Having like a shaved bald, a bald head as an older guy is not a bad look, especially if you got a good teeth.
I had this conversation with my wife the other day. She does not want me to fully shave my head yet. Which, I mean, I don't know. Listen, whatever works for her is fine.
Would she like the stubble?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well, then fuck everybody else, bro. If what you've got is what she likes, who gives a shit?
I'm going to stick with it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, bro, you don't have to look good for anybody now. You're married.
True,
you know?
True.
That's that.
I'm playing it very well because I don't look good for anybody, so it works out.
Dude, it's not about Elon Musk's baldness. His particular baldness is awful. There's lots of other bald people who have great baldness, you know.
Right.
Their baldness is fine. You've got a pretty good looking head. You know, there's people that shouldn't be bald.
Right.
You know, they got all sorts of crazy lumps going on their shit, horns. And
yeah, like, you know, like one side of their head is bigger than the other. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. One, three different eyes, 14
right,
nostrils.
Exactly.
No, but like, you know, I got some fucking, like my friend Morgan, he told me once that, and I've had a complex about this ever since. This was something that this guy could do. He could give you a fucking complex in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was a little heavy back then, which I am now. And he says something to me and he's like, you got a fucking pack of hot dogs on the back of your neck. And like everybody was laughing and I was laughing because it was funny. But he was like, I have like a fat roll on my neck.
Yeah.
Like a big fat roll on my neck. And it looks like a goddamn couple of hot dogs. It does.
Jesus.
It does. I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't look like hot dogs. It's just a fucking fat roll.
Right.
But, you know, now I'm conscious of it, and I'm thinking, oh, if I ever shave my head again, I'm going to have a hard time on that ridge.
Right.
I shaved my head for maybe like a year or so when I was in, I was like 20-something. I don't know if you ever saw me like that. I don't know if we were in... I don't know if I was talking
I don't
to
remember.
Anybody back from November and then.
Yeah, I don't recall offhand, to be honest.
Yeah, I used to shave my head. And it was the only reason I shaved my head is because I realized that the money I was spending on shampoo and haircuts could have been used better elsewhere, like for cigarettes, for example.
Hey, man, got to have a priority.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But so we got Elon Musk, and he says, freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech, but now it's going to cost $8. And
right.
Everybody flipped out, a lot of people, including the guy, H3H3, that I mentioned, a lot of people changed their name to Elon Musk and got verified
right.
as Elon Musk because it's $8 fucking dollars, you dumbass.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
How did you not know that was going to – when I read
right,
that tweet
exactly.
before people started doing that, that is exactly what I thought was going to – exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Totally. And that's what's weird. Like, listen, we all have our blind spots, but how he didn't see stuff like this coming is, like, mind-blowing to me. Because, yeah, like you said, like, that's the first thing I would have thought is that everybody and their mother. But, like, it was funny to me that, like, celebrities were doing it. Like, you mentioned
Klein,
like,
dude,
I saw.
No, that whole thing was beautiful.
Yeah, totally. Like, I saw, like, Valerie Bertinelli
the
did it and a couple other people.
People, verified Elon Musk dudes were saying shit like, I really miss the smell of school children and shit like that, bro. It was fucking great.
But, like, it's the funny thing is,
fucking
it's still
great, bro.
It's still happening. I saw one last night where it was, like, same thing, somebody did, like, a Ben Shapiro one, and it was like, I really wonder what a woman smells like, or something like that. Like, oh, God, yeah. But, like, yeah, like,
dude,
it was
like,
so obvious, and like I said, I would have done this 1,000 times over back in the day, and
I'm for that chaos, bro. I'm all about that shit. I am. I'm all, dude. You have to fuck with the power. You have to. Fuck with the power,
this is where I feel like I'm becoming like a bitter old man, though, like a grumpy old man, because, like,
yeah,
you know. So all this shit's happening, and then, like, from my Twitter circle, which is like 90 sports and fantasy sports,
right?
Like, you know,
right.
I follow these reporters who report on, like, injuries and trades and shit. And, you know, I see, like, a thing that, like, somebody got traded, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I looked, and I'm like, wait, that's fucking not real. So, like, you kind of have to, like, catch yourself.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that, bro.
Yeah, you kind of have to catch yourself.
I know
yourself,
exactly,
and, like,
what you're talking about.
So that's where I feel like Twitter's going to be annoying now, because, like, you see something, and you have to literally, like, figure out for yourself, okay, wait, is this a parody, or is this legit? And, like, I don't know. It's just, it's funny.
No, it would be, it's frustrating because
I feel like it's going to get old quick. Maybe that's just my bitter old man speaking.
No. But you're not wrong. Here's the thing. I'm not going to disagree with you because I'm hoping it does, because that's the point.
Right.
The fact that these people are able to do this shows you that this guy has. Just sometimes I don't really think he knows what long-term planning is. And this was not planned. Like he has bumbled and fumbled the ball at every fucking corner so far. Every corner.
Totally.
And
yep.
He's So people doing this to him is needed to snap him into some kind. I personally wish he would just disappear. I really don't care about him in any meaningful way at all.
Right.
I enjoy Twitter. I really like it's a good place to build an audience, which is what I've started to try to do in the last like 6 months or so. And it's hard to grow naturally on Twitter. But that's always been my goal is to get our shit out on Twitter and YouTube
right.
and stuff like that. I really want our content out there. And it's not a bad place to get attention. It's a really good place to get attention.
No, it's definitely
because a lot
not.
Of people are on there, and you use it specifically for things like you're not really a casual Twitter user. You use Twitter
right.
specifically for purposes, you know,
yep.
and that's fucking you up now. But that's kind of the point why people are doing this shit, because
yes.
they want
I totally
people
understand
to get
it.
So pissed
yeah.
off at Elon Musk
right.
for letting this shit happen.
I definitely
so
respect
you're going
the
to
intent.
Suffer until that happens.
Yeah, I know. I definitely respect the intent for sure.
I mean, I know you do. You know, and you're not just a cranky old man. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking. Because who cares about two cranky old men, bro? Who could, and
right.
the truth is, that is what we are. We are two cranky old men. Absolutely, 100%. 100%. How could we not be?
Exactly.
We're Gen X, bro. We were raised by boomers. We were raised by, think about that. Those people actually somehow raised children.
I know. Crazy.
They don't all suck, but, you know.
No, not all of them.
No, not all. Just like 99.9% of them. So everybody was trolling Elon Musk, getting verified in his name, and saying off the wall fucking things, and they're still doing
right.
it. But that's the thing. He banned those people, and he put out a tweet saying, if you don't have specifically parody accounts in your profile, you're going to be blocked, and we're not going to tell you we're blocking you. So a bunch of people said, okay, fine, and they put parody accounts in their thing, and he still fucking took them down. And
well,
that's
well,
because
so to
can.
Your point, well, he can, but also, like, the lack of foresight. So like you said, like, he said basically, you know, you have to have parody in your account. So what people would do
right.
is, you know, at, like, the bottom of their bio – you know, they'd write like a three-line bio.
Well, it's not like Twitter has huge bios, bro. It's not like
no, but it's
you
the thing, but it's like, but it's like a three-line,
feet.
Right? But it's no, I know, but that's
yeah.
the point. So it's like a three-line bio. So they'd write a bunch of stuff in
right.
the bio, and then the last, you know, six characters would say parody, and because obviously, you know, that's going to kind of fly under the radar. But again, the lack of foresight. Like, how do you not see people doing that? Like, first he didn't see people
yeah.
creating the parodies. And then you make this, like, measure,
yeah.
okay, you have to have this parody in your account. How did you not see that people were going to do everything possible to put the word parody as far down on their bio as humanly possible? And now
Dude,
he did the same thing. Now he posted a thing last night, I think it was, saying, well, you have to have parody in your name now. You can't just have parody in your bio. So it's just like... Like I said, it's just a
yeah,
lack
yeah,
of, like, how did you not see people?
So your name would have to be Elon Musk parentheses fucking parody account.
Right.
Is your name.
Right.
Is your name. Which
right.
Which is just, that's not, part of parody is that sometimes there's a blurred line. That's part
yeah.
of what parody is. It's supposed to be that way because you're supposed to see the contrast or the similarity between what these people are saying, the parodists, and what the truth is. And the fact
yeah.
is that parody is supposed to highlight the dumb shit that happens on the daily
mm-hmm.
basis or in these interactions. That's parody's always been that. That's why there is a
right.
A blurred line is parody. It's part of it.
Yes.
You can't get rid of that.
Now, what I want people to start doing is putting, instead of parody, P-A-R-O-D-Y, I want people to start putting parody, P-A-R-I-T-Y, in their definition and then just
parody.
Claiming ignorance that they didn't know what parody meant. That's what I want
well,
people to start
I mean,
doing.
Except that we're talking about a written medium, bro, so if Elon Musk spells it right, they have no excuse.
All right, I guess that's too far. But
oh, could you imagine? But that's the thing, like it's all bad planning. He wasn't prepared to and what's so retarded is that retarded. Oh, all right, edit. That's an edit. So what's so ridiculous is that he's a guy who is very familiar with the internet. He's had consequences because of the internet. He's said things on the internet, on Twitter specifically, for years that were unsavory and stupid and whatever. Like, this is not
yeah.
a guy who is unfamiliar with the way the internet works. How could
right.
he have not seen what they would do?
Exactly.
And he keeps making these dumb little changes
mm-hmm.
to be stricter about speech because people keep finding a fucking way around it. How do you not know that, that's what they're going to do?
Right.
If you put something on the internet, 2 seconds later, that shit could be everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, almost like the lack of, like, understanding on how people are going to behave to certain parameters or whatever. Yeah, it's just kind of odd to me.
But we're not talking about just people. We're talking about the fucking internet.
Exactly.
This is not a – that there is no real reins on the internet. Like, that's facts.
Yep.
You can't – you really cannot control the internet. I mean, you can if you want to literally make a dystopian nightmare world. You can do that. But we're not quite there yet.
Yes, being the operative word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is the operative word. So this guy has all these fucking parodies going after him. And to your point, like, yes, some people put it, like, at the very last word in their bio or something, but I saw people, and this H3H3 was one of them, who changed their whole bio to just parody account. No other wording, not a bunch of stuff. Just parody accounts, and he fucking banned them.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
When they complied with him, they still got banned because they were making fun of him. And it's his platform.
Yep.
He doesn't
right.
owe anyone anything on that platform. He doesn't have to, and unfortunately...
Just wants to be loved and doesn't want people criticizing. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird fucking, like, ego trip, I think.
He doesn't want people criticizing him. He wants to be – dude, him and Donald Trump have the same narcissistic complex in the fact that they cannot live without people constantly praising them. And I have that insecurity, too. I absolutely do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be fucking – you know, trying to get attention for my antics on the internet. So, I can't really sympathize because you can still be somewhat narcissistic and not be like a total scumbag. You know, you can be, let me put
right.
that differently. You can be very self-interested and not,
right.
also not be like a huge dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just be, or whatever. You don't have to walk around, and it's obvious that that's what Elon wants from people, because if you read like half of his tweets, it's the mm-hmm. kind of shit that Jaden Smith would say, just on a much more intelligent level. It's shit that Elon Musk thinks and says to himself, my God, that's brilliant. That's so brilliant. Let me go.
Yeah, like he's trying to be smart. He's trying to be funny. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And he writes something like that's supposed to be like, you know, elevated and somewhat snarky and shit. And you just look at it and you're like, but that's not funny or true.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the running river, the runaway fucking river of misinformation that's happened on Twitter, I don't think it's going to get any better with him at the helm. I think it's gotten worse because he's always been one of the sources of misinformation on Twitter.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be interesting, my friend.
How are you on time?
I'm going to have to go in a couple of minutes.
All right, we could stop here. It's all good.
Okay.
If you and her are in the same place and want to do just like a short talk about what she's got going on.
Okay.
I would like to do that whenever. So if, if it's like, you know, 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night or something like that, I'm down for it. Just let me know. We can always do a quick show. All right?
Yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
All right, my man. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right.
Later.